When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to another edition of our Smart Garden Show, brought to us by Great Garage Floors. And let me say hello to, from the University of Minnesota, Mary Meyer. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. Great to hear your voice and talk about gardening. But my gosh, I think we're living in a jungle now, a tropical jungle.
We really are. It feels like it. It looks like it. And the weeds love it.
Oh, my gosh. The weeds are everywhere.
Man, I finally have a green thumb. Unbelievable. I want to alert our listeners. Mary is going to be with us the rest of the hour, as usual, answering any kind of a lawn or garden question you may have. And you can call them in or you can text them in to Mary. Either way, 651-461-9226. Yeah, Mary, what's, I guess, are there any pros and cons of this weather? There must be.
Well, there, you know, we do have many plants that we grow that love the heat. And many of our garden vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, squashes, pumpkins, these are warm season vegetables, and they love the heat. And as long as we have had enough rain, which now, gosh, most of the state doesn't even have a drought anymore, with sufficient rain, vegetables really are growing. So I think that as long as it stays in the 80s is probably ideal. When it gets really hot above 95, sometimes tomatoes, peppers do not set fruit as well. But for the most part, many of our vegetables really love it. And there are a lot of tropicals now that we do grow as annuals, things that won't live through the wintertime, big cannas and everything. They love hot weather like this. So there are some plants that are very happy.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm thinking about, I know I have to mow my lawn. I mean, it isn't exactly necessary today, especially with the temperature 90, 92 or so. And I was thinking maybe not to get an excuse not to mow the lawn, but isn't it actually better if I let it grow at least for a day or two, a little longer? Does that not protect the lawn better?
Yes. If you really don't want to be cutting it when it's dry and wilted. But we have had sufficient rain, but 3 to 4 inches is what our recommended height of cut is for lawns. And so, yes, most people have not really needed to put out sprinklers this year because we've had such sufficient rainfall. But yeah, I like to recommend keeping your lawn longer. I'm trying to get a good stand of white clover in my front lawn because that is, we know, great for bees. And white clover itself doesn't get very tall. It's very short. So if you have patches of white clover, you don't have to mow as often either.
All right, let's start looking at our text messages that came in this morning. Someone wants to redo their grass in the backyard this weekend. They rented a rear tone tiller and roller. So how deep, they're asking, should we till? And what kind of grass seed should we use? They're located between Jordan and New Prague, Minnesota. So what would you suggest on making a whole new lawn?
Making a whole new lawn, we do have great resources on this, but tilling, removing what's there is a good idea. If you have mostly bare soil or big patches of open, no plants, then that's great. Tilling, you know, deep tilling is really not that necessary. Most tillers will do 2 to 4 inches, which is fine enough as far as decreasing the compaction that's there and making all of the soil visible, because you want good seed to soil contact when you put that seed down. As far as the type of grass seed, it really depends on how much sun or shade you have. And if you have a mixture, then I would get a mixture of grass seed, the Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and fine fescue. Those three types of grass are what are usually in mixes that you can buy that's a mixture of grass seed. If you have more shade, you can go with the fine fescues, and that would be labeled as a shady mix. But the law requires that the kind of seed be on the label. So any of those perennials and a mixture is good. The grasses usually sort themselves out depending on how much sun or shade is there. But with this time of year, we're getting close. Denny, we are getting close to when
yes.
we recommend lawn renovation. August 15th to September 15th is the prime season. We're a little early for that. So the main thing would be make sure that you water it after you put the seed down, and use maybe a straw mulch, or their blanket mulches that you can buy now. The moisture is what's really critical once the seed is put down.
All right. Let's grab a phone call or two. Mark, first up, you're calling from Andover, I believe. Thanks for hanging on, Mark. What is your question for Mary?
Good morning. I have a Japanese lilac question. We have one that's about 5 to 6 years old, and we noticed the leaves are curling a lot like a taco shell. We don't recall seeing this in years past. What can you tell me on that?
Well, I think that might be herbicide injury. If you or if one of your neighbors has used a herbicide on your lawn, especially a spray herbicide, a liquid that went down, if there was any wind when the herbicide was applied, that drift could have come onto your lilac and caused that cupping. And as long as the leaves are green, it probably will grow out of it. Sometimes we see this more on the younger, the new leaves. They're more affected and more sensitive. But as long as they're green, it should grow out of it.
All right. Before we take a break, let's grab another phone call, then we'll get back to the text messages. Gary calling in from Greenfield today. Thank you, Gary. What is your question for Mary?
Well, tomorrow the Homeowners Association in the where I live wants to prune all of our maple trees. The Extension website says to prune maples in March. If we do it tomorrow in the heat, will that harm the maples?
No, it won't harm the maples. It's actually not ideal. The better time to do it is in March. We get to this point in time where we don't recommend as much pruning on big deciduous trees, but I think you'll be okay. If we were a month later, I would say don't do it. But I think you'll be okay. You want to decrease the amount of regrowth as we go into the winter. But I would say do it as soon as possible.
All right, Mary, we're going to take a real quick break. Be right back on the other side with more of our Smart Garden Show, brought to us by Great Garage Floors. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here, along with Mary Meyer from the U of M, answering those lawn and garden questions. And, of course, Mary, we have so many. Lots going on, though, come hot weather or not, at the Arboretum. Always good stuff there.
Oh, yes. There's always so much going on at the Arboretum. There's some new things. Well, maybe not so new things going on this year, but the farm at the Arb is always a fun place to visit. That's a newer area at the Arboretum. It's near the Bee Center. But every Saturday now in July and August, there is a special event happening at the farm at the Arb. And the event that's on today is a veggie farm day. You can watch vegetables being harvested. you can hear 4-H'ers talk about how to prepare something to submit for the state fair. And there are going to be drones and robot weeders out at the Arboretum. So there are some fun things to see at the farm. And then, of course, there are wonderful things blooming. The hydrangeas are blooming now. Daylilies just finishing. The annuals are looking really good with all citrus colors, so orange and yellows. Beautiful flowers to see at the Arboretum. Always a great place to walk around or drive around. And indoors, of course, air-conditioned, a cafe, some beautiful artwork that you can visit. So if you have out-of-town visitors, this is a great place to go and always a great place for restoration and getting in touch with nature.
Oh, that's for sure. Now, if you're not a member of the ARB, how do you get tickets?
Yeah.
Online?
Right. Online tickets for everybody. Members are free, but we do encourage people to sign up ahead of time online and reserve a place. Weekends are a little busier, but there are plenty of open spaces for people to sign up to reserve your tickets. So easy to do, even if you're on the way to the Arboretum, you can reserve them as you're on the way. But yeah, reserving tickets is a good idea.
Just a great escape, great place. Texter wants to know, Mary, when is a good time to transplant a large fern?
Transplant a large fern. Well, ideally you do that just as it's growing in the springtime. But I have transplanted ferns like even now in the middle of the summer. If it's something like the Matusia, the ostrich fern, those are one of our big native ferns. That's a very robust plant with a big rhizome system. So if you can get as much of the roots as possible, maybe cut the top off in half to compensate for the root loss, and then plant it and water it as soon as possible, you could do that now.
Okay. Listener wants to know, Mary, can I use water from my dehumidifier to water my plants?
Wow, what an interesting question.
Yeah,
I would think so. I don't think there should be any problem with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good use for it. This listener sent a text that says, add some Japanese beetles on my raspberry plant, so I sprayed them with neem oil about 3 days ago, but some are coming back, so do you know how long before I apply another application of neem oil? Thanks very much. Love the program. Well, thanks for that.
Oh, I would read the label about neem oil application. And then I would also think about when you put it on, did it have a chance to fully dry? Was it dry for hopefully 6, 8 hours or even 24 hours after you put it on? If it rained shortly after you put on the neem oil, you could apply it again. But the label should really talk to you about application or how often to do that. The Japanese beetles are really, this is, of course, when they come out, we usually start seeing them about the 4th of July. I have seen very few this year. People, gardeners are talking about how few they see. When other years, yeah, how many calls have we had on Japanese beetles on the show? Well, this is the first one, right? But an interesting thing is that Julie was talking about this, I know, when she was on. The Japanese beetle, there's a parasite that will actually lay eggs on it, and the eggs are white, and you can see them like on the back of their head, on their thorax. You see these white things, and they look like white dots, and those white dots are the parasite eggs that will eventually kill the Japanese beetle. So there are some natural controls now reducing the population of Japanese beetles for us. So interesting to look at. So examine your Japanese beetles when you do find them. Usually they're on roses or grapes now.
Okay. You have to tell me what this is about, Mary. The texter says, can I leave the white plastic tubes on a clump redbud over winter? I planted the clump in spring and left the tubes on.
On redbuds. I think these are protectors on the trunk of the tree. When trees are young, and especially through the winter, we like to protect them from rabbits or other animals chewing or destroying the young trees. You know, it really depends. Do you have problems with rabbits? I tend to leave those on until they pretty much are the tree outgrows them. But if you don't have problems and you have, I assume this is multiple trees and multiple tubes, it sounds like, I would leave them on if you have any concern about rabbit damage. As long as they're not, you know, damaging or really tight on the trunk, I'd leave them on.
All right. We're going to look at that forecast momentarily, but a texter wants to know, the deer ate most of my hostas this year. Do you think they'll come back next year?
Yes, I do. I think they might even come back this summer, later in the fall. You might see some new growth. Hostas have a big root system. Tends to be kind of like our little finger, or pretty thick, in other words, and especially if they are established, you can do that. Deer are so destructive, and they eat a lot. They love hosta, so really putting up a barrier or treating the hosta with something like liquid fence, which is a repellent, it's a basically an odor, a taste and an odor that the deer do not like. So, but yeah, obstruction, it's really a challenge with deer, but hopefully your hosta will come back.
Well, let's see. Grab this one before the break. When should you stop pulling rhubarb?
A rhubarb usually really kind of deteriorates with the heat. I looked at some rhubarb the other day, and I thought, you know, this rhubarb looks like I feel, just wilted and exhausted, and it really likes cold weather. So when we get to the heat days, it wilts, it tends to die. The stems tend to be stringy and woody later in the year. And so most people quit harvesting at this time of year. If you've got big, robust plants and they still look great and have had all this water and everything, you can keep harvesting them. But you never want to harvest more than like a third of what's there. But edibility-wise, there's still... If they're not woody, they're still okay.
Very good. Hang on, Mary, please. We'll take this break, have a look at that hot, steamy forecast, and we'll be back with more of our Smart Garden Show this Saturday morning, brought to us by Great Garage Floors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
And welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show. Mary Meyer from the U of M is answering all of those lawn and garden questions today, either by phone or by text. Of course, one number to remember is 651-461-9226. As usual, Mary, we have so many texts and so many callers. Let's do this. I'm going to grab a text and then we'll grab a phone call. This texter has a plum tree, probably about 8 to 10 years old this year. Finally started producing lots and lots of plums. However, the plums are small. Looks like they have worms in them. A question is, should I take the time to cut them up and save the good part and make jam, maybe?
Well, yes, I have done that. I have taken the time to cut them up and use the good part. Plums are not an easy fruit to grow for us in Minnesota. They tend to be really picky and they need a pollinator. You need to have more than one kind of plum tree. There are some, the European plums will set a little bit better, but they need full sun, they need quite a bit of water, and having other pollinators with them is good. But yes, you can do that. You can look on the Stone Fruit website, Stone, because the pit is so hard in the plum. We have recommendations about growing plums and controlling the insects that are on them. So that's probably the plum curculio. That's the insect that's been inside your plum. But the treatment is spraying much earlier in the year than now.
Okay. Let's grab a phone call. Catherine is calling in from Blaine. Catherine, what is your question?
Good morning. Yes, I have a question about shrubs. What kind of shrub is the best to grow on the north side?
The north side of your house where you don't get much direct sun. So many people grow the evergreens, the taxus or the yews, Y-E-W. Yews are an evergreen that has many different sizes. So that will grow well on the north side. Also, there are boxwoods that will grow on the north side. Those are evergreen also and shorter. You could grow some of the shrubs that have flowers on them, like spireas. That's a smaller shrub. Or some of the things like Northern Lights azaleas, some of the plants that have been bred at the University of Minnesota that flower in the springtime. So there are quite a few shrubs that you could pick for the north side. And we have a database that you can go through on extension.umn.edu that will give you lots of different choices for height and flowering time, etc.
Very good. This listener, here is our weekly Creeping Charlie question, Mary. And the thing is, they want to take action using triclopyr. Their question is timing. Should I wait until fall? And if I do that, will it give me enough time to oversee afterward? Or should I start now and maybe do two or more applications?
You could probably start now and do two or more applications. What you really need to look for on that label is the temperature that is that they recommend using it on, because when we get to these warm days or the hot temperatures, that is difficult. That inactivates a lot of the chemicals. The other thing you need to be really careful of is the drift. If it's windy the day that you put it on, we had that one caller that called about the cupping, the herbicide damage. So heat and the humidity tends to really affect how the chemicals are activated when you use them, especially in a spray, out on your lawn. So you want the time when the Creeping Charlie is growing actively, which is now, but you just have to be really careful about those temperature extremes that we have.
Okay. Okay. Another phone caller this morning, Mary Lou, checking in from St. Paul this morning. Thanks, Mary Lou. What is your question?
When is the best time to transplant or divide daylilies?
Well, the ideal time is when they start growing in the spring. But daylilies are like hostas. They are very, very tough. They have this big root system. It's like our fingers almost. And that gives them the ability to transplant really well. So if you want to do it now, you could. You need to cut back the top of the daylily at least by half to compensate for the root loss that happens when you dig them up. But you'll find that they come apart pretty easily. And if you dig them up and then try to pull them apart with your hands, there's less cutting on the root system. And that pulling apart and then replanting them and watering them, daylilies are tough. So you could do it right now if it's the best time for you.
All right. Texter lives in a new development with an HOA that contracts lawn care. The other day, they found they're cutting the lawn too short, which we talked about a bit ago. Also, yesterday, the Texter says they saw them fertilizing the lawn. Their question is, shouldn't that wait until mid-September?
Yes, ideally it should wait. I think the best thing to do there is if you're in a homeowners association, there's usually some homeowners that are part of the homeowners association, and they're actually dealing with those contractors that come in. So if you can find out who has the direct contact to talk to the lawn service people and see what they're doing, you can do that. So if you have an irrigated lawn that's green and high maintenance, and that's usually what people are paying for, something to look good all the time. The liquid fertilization is done a year round. They're doing that on the golf courses and high maintenance turf. But it all depends on what your homeowners association is asking for, and then good communications with the applicators.
Okay. Before we grab another phone call, this text, some of the pole bean seeds got planted with bush beans. Can I break those curly fingers attaching to other plants so I can curl the plant around something to climb without hurting the pole bean production?
Yes, you can do that. Now, pole beans are not as productive. They're often grown, like Kentucky Wonder is the famous pole bean that people grow it for a green bean and then grow it for the dry bean inside there as well. They tend to be longer to produce the beans and lower production. But yes, you can move it, prune it around, do whatever. It will just take longer for the beans to produce.
All right. This phone caller is Diane calling in from Elk River this morning. Thank you, Diane. What's your question for Mary?
Yeah, hi. I planted about 40 gladiola bulbs this spring, and they all came up. They're all about 3 feet tall, but there's no blooms. Did I not plant them deep enough?
No. That's interesting. Were these new glads that you bought so they were brand new?
Yes.
Yeah, so I would just hope for the best and that they'll still bloom. Sometimes you can feel on the stem itself or down, and you can feel a thickening where the flower is in there before it comes out. Glads do take most of our growing season, and I usually end up buying those in August from the farmer's market because they're a favorite from my grandparents and from my youth, but hopefully they'll be okay. I don't think depth is too much. If anything, you could have planted them too deep, but I think they'll be okay. They're usually tough enough, and with new bulbs, hopefully they'll still bloom this year.
All right. Listener via text asked this. They said they had a large ash tree removed from their backyard, and the stump was ground down. After seeding the entire lawn, the circular area where the tree was has many bare spots, and the grass is a lighter shade of green. Any ideas?
Yes. So it depends on what kind of grass seed you put down. But also in that area, there's going to be nitrogen deficiency because of all of the remains, even the sawdust there from having that stump there. So there's probably more sawdust and wood remains in that area. And bacteria will draw down all the nitrogen to decompose that sawdust. So when the plant tries to grow, there's not usually enough nitrogen. So this is a case where fertilizer could be the answer. If you put on a perennial grass seed, those will usually be the darker green. Sometimes annual grass seed is light green, but if you put on a good expensive seed mix, it's probably a fertilizer deficiency in that area. So even something like a liquid fertilizer that you put on in a gallon bucket and watered that into the area would help at this point.
Very good. Mary, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with the other side. More of Smart Garden coming up, brought to us by our friends at Great Garage Floor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Or stay with us. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our Smart Garden Show here every Saturday in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to us by Great Garage Floors. And this morning, if you're just joining us, Mary Meyer from the U of M answering any kind of a lawn or garden question you may have. And boy, we still have tons. But you did mention something we always like to mention, Mary, from time to time for good reason. And that's the extension website. That is extension.umn.edu. So much work goes into that, and there's so much great information there.
There is great information there, Denny, and we use it. The people that write it use it.
I believe so, it.
Yeah, so, right. We have timely tips up there. You can get the Yard and Garden newsletter that will come regularly, twice a month now in this growing season, to your e-news, your mailbox. And so we try to have timely information up there, as well as what's wrong with my plant, what weed is this. Lots of great information. So if you're wondering what to plant for a new tree, anything like that, that's a great resource, extension.umn.edu.
I was using it for that very reason last week, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at a text. Oh, we have so many. I know what you're going to offer for advice on this one. I have a huge silver maple, texter says, on our boulevard that has exposed roots in a 10-foot area around it. Now, the grass doesn't grow very well there, and it's hard to mow that area. Can I cover that area with wood mulch, or is it best to leave it as is with the roots exposed?
Well, the tree is the happiest if you just leave it alone and don't cover up the roots, because the roots really like to be near the surface where they can get more oxygen. But that, we don't like that. We as homeowners don't like that. It's tough to mow the lawn, etc. You could put up to 2 inches of mulch on there and quit mowing it totally. More than 2 inches of mulch is again going to compromise the oxygen that the root system can get. So, yeah, the tree's happy, but we are not.
Yeah. So the best advice is leave it alone.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, leave it alone.
All right. Is it okay to trim, texter says, off the bottom rows of branches now on a 40-year-old Colorado blue spruce tree, or would it be better to wait until later in the fall when it's colder?
Total dormancy is the best thing for pruning trees. Total dormancy or early in the spring. So in this period now, pruning stimulates growth. And when you stimulate growth going into the winter in Minnesota, that can mean injury. So ideally, I'd wait until they're totally dormant. Now, if they're dead and there's no needles on this spruce at all, then you could prune that now if it's totally dead. But if there's any live needles on it, you know, prune it at Christmas time. Use it as Christmas decoration in your outside pots or something like that.
Okay. This listener, Mary, wants to know, when do you transplant peonies?
Peonies are transplanted in the fall. And this is different than many of our other flowers, but they tend to go dormant in the fall, and that's the best time to dig up their big root system. They have a giant root system. It's a challenge to get all of the root system with a peony, and then the most difficult thing is planting it exactly the right depth. So the buds need to be an inch and a half below the soil level. And then if it's too shallow or too deep, it tends to be very slow to flower. But transplanting in the fall. So it's a little early now to do that. I would wait closer till the end of August to think about doing that.
All right. Good morning. Testa says the county is going to widen the road and are going to destroy a 75-year-old asparagus patch planted by my grandmother. What would be a good time to try and move the patch? Project is going to be done next spring. Wow.
Hmm. Well, I never thought about transplanting asparagus in the fall. But depending on when they start in the spring, you either want to do it before they start in the spring. So early spring, but if they start working on this before you can do it, you might want to try doing it in the fall. My gosh, that's tough. Yeah. Early spring is ideal, but that is tough. Maybe do half and half, huh? Do something
Maybe.
Now and do something in the spring, especially when you have heritage plants like that. And yeah, asparagus can live a long time. And this patch, if it's producing, then you've got ideal conditions. You've got a healthy start there with a lot of root systems. So, yeah, I might do that half and half.
All right. I think we have time for maybe one more. Is it worth spraying crabgrass before it goes to seed? I want to overseed this winter and next spring, so won't be able to put down a pre-emergent in the spring. I have several problem areas, not a whole yard full of crabgrass. So what about spraying for crabgrass now, before it goes to seed?
Yes, you could do that. There are specific chemicals just for that that you can spray before it goes to seed. The other thing would be weeding it out if that's possible. But yeah, you can't do the pre-emergent and sow seed. So that's great that you know that and understand that. But some of the chemical control for crabgrass is really quite good. But you have to look specifically for that at the garden center.
Okay. We talked about rhubarb earlier in the show. When's the best time to transplant it?
I did some transplanting, when was that? In June this year, of rhubarb, early June. And it's coming along okay now. Early spring, just as it starts to grow, is usually the best time for transplanting. But if you have older plants, and especially if you have big plants, you can put a shovel into the side of a rhubarb plant and get a chunk of it and then transplant it, keep it well watered. Yeah.
All right, we are just about out of time. I want to remind our folks that if they and I know there's construction everywhere, but
yes.
if they take the time to get to the Arboretum, I know they'll be back. Wouldn't you say, Mary?
Oh, yes. The Arboretum is really a great resource. And different times of year, there are different things flowering. Many of the flowering shrubs are blooming now. If you haven't seen the farm at the Arb, that's included with the admission. It's a whole different place at the Arboretum to see the farm and see all the vegetables that are growing up there. But, yeah, wonderful place for walking or driving around 3 Mile Drive, the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. It's arboretum.umn.edu for getting your tickets.
Yeah, and by all means do that. And again, we mentioned earlier, get on the U of M's website, extension.umn.edu. Mary, always a pleasure, always fun to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Denny. So fun to talk about gardening. Thank you.
Mary Meyer from the U of M. Yeah, we could probably do this for about 6 more hours and still run out of time. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Denny.
Stay tuned next for the news, CBS and local news, and then get those home improvement questions ready, because our friend Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction will be answering those very questions next hour. What's the weather like? Hot, steamy, high near 90 today. We'll only drop to about 73 overnight. And again, sunny near 92 tomorrow and 92 again on Monday. So stay cool. Stay with us. Home Improvement next hour here. 75 degrees now from News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.